everybody. This is a podcast. It's kind of a lonely podcast because it's so small. So here's what happened. I took Monday and Tuesday off. Had a grand time. It was fantastic, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then Nikki and I did Wednesday and Thursday. And here's what you're going to hear throughout the podcast. You're going to hear me talking, and then you're going to hear... That's Nikki coughing. And so she finally coughed herself into oblivion and ended up not coming in on Friday. So you get a short podcast, but it's still a high quality podcast containing two of the best days in broadcast mediocrity the Riot has ever put forth. I think. I haven't even listened to it yet, if you want to know the truth. Hudson's going to put it together, though, and he never lets anything but the absolute best come in. So you guys enjoy the podcast, and we'll see you later. Bye.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the Riot.
So, Nikki, what's all this?
The coughing?
What's all this?
It started Monday. It's not drainage or anything, and someone I know had it last week. So
it's isn't it?
I know where it came from. It's not Chris, because Chris had the whole congestion thing with it.
Chris came back, dude. Let me tell you right now. Chris came back from vacation. Was it last week?
2 weeks ago.
And he sat in his office with the blinds drawn in complete darkness. And it was like, hey,
it's
Chris.
Interesting.
Hey, Chris, welcome back. I'm so glad it's back. It was fantastic.
It does feel a lot like what he had, but not totally.
Right.
So it's at this point, it's become just a cough. I got so little sleep last night. It was fantastic.
I actually love it when coughs keep me up all night because that surge of adrenaline with each cough.
As you feel like you're choking and perhaps this is the moment you're going to die.
Yeah, it's even worse.
No, I found a really great cough medicine, I thought, but it has a big expectorant in it. I'm expecting to cough at this point.
I will tell you, it will take you a long time.
Yeah.
But if you go to the pharmacy and you spend time going through the 1,000 varieties of cough medicines that they have, there are cough medicines that are only cough suppressants.
And not expectorants.
They are shockingly hard to find because it's always cough suppressant and expectorant. And this will straight up be cough suppressant.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like super bad or like what.
It's just like, why don't you want it out of you? Like I've been pushing through like, all right, so I must be having to cough this out. Nothing's coming out, but I'm expecting it to change. So it's a lot better than it was on Monday, but I'm feel like I'm at the end. It's just not pleasant.
Well, I don't
And the talking doesn't help. There's no way to feel better when you have a cold or a cough when you have to do this job. There's just no way.
It never does. So.
And the doctor's like, why can't you get better? I don't know.
Get better.
Just have to talk every morning.
Well, why can't you fix me, doctor?
What's the problem here, everybody?
If that's how this is going
to
go.
Yeah, because on Monday and Tuesday, I came in for Worst of Riot, but I didn't really have to talk a whole bunch. So that's why today my voice is like, what are we doing?
What happens?
I thought we were resting.
What happened?
But so, it's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sorry that you're not feeling well. And I'd like you to keep it over there.
Yeah, I will. I'm sorry if my cough bothers you.
And
I woke up and Eric was on the couch and I was like, oh,
it's like
I
that.
See I bothered
it's
people. Like that. Even my dog was sleeping on the couch. I thought, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. I got a little sad about it, but it's fine.
That's some real talk.
Yeah, it was.
It's just like, you know what? I love you, but I'm sorry. There's no need for
Is that why you moved?
Both of us to be miserable.
Yeah.
How about
well.
Just you? You be miserable. Good call.
It's the Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's the Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Speaking of an ad-free experience, I don't know if any of you are using an ad blocker. I do. I always get that little thing that pops up. And they're like, we noticed you're using an ad blocker. Could you please unblock it and look at our ads?
No, but thanks for asking nicely.
It's very nice of you to ask.
That's common with Chrome.
Yeah, and that's a problem. But Facebook says, don't worry, guys, we got it fixed. They say they now have a way that they'll be implementing soon to show ads to people, even those who use an ad blocker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? Then I'm going to have to get new Ad Blocker Plus. Because whatever
you
way...
You didn't know you needed the new one. Now, this one is ad-driven, so you have an ad for the ad blocker.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Or if not, you have to pay.
Well, this is what the Facebook VP of Engineering says. We've all experienced a lot of bad ads. As a result, what we've learned, we've introduced tools to help people control their experience, improved how we decide which ads to show, and created new ad formats to complement rather than to detract from people's experience online. So... did you hear that, guys? Their ads are going to complement our experience.
You're going to want to look at their ads.
Their ads are so good that you want to see them.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Isn't that great? That is great. Yeah, right here. All right.
Thanks, Facebook.
Let's hear it for Facebook that's going to start showing you commercials you really wanted. Man, those guys down there at Facebook, they really know what they're doing.
They understand what we want.
I know. So my plan, as I said, will be once they release that, to get the new thing that's upgraded to block their thing. And then they'll have a thing to get past my block, then I'll look for the new block.
Listen, it's going to be something till the end of Facebook or the end of time.
You know what?
It's just what you have to do. You have to block and keep moving forward.
Till the end of my life.
That's right.
So, I mean, let's face it. You now watch stuff on TV and you're like, I skip ahead with the DVR. Yep. And now the characters walk in and they're like, man, I love Cheetos. I can't stop eating them. Hey, Mom, could you pass the Cheetos? So they just bury it there in the show. But what they don't know is that anytime somebody walks in with a logoed product, I hold my hand up to the screen to make sure I can't see it.
So now on Facebook, when you start getting more of those ads and you don't have the ad blocker plus,
right?
Then you're going to just have to hold your hand up.
Yeah, and you know what? That's fine. No big deal. Either that or I'll have Nikki read it to me. Nikki, can you check the Riot page and read the feed to me, please?
Well, it's at Radio U Riot on Facebook.
Thank you.
You can join us there.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
Nikki, I want us to start using our influence to get cool little stuff.
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, okay. I'm back on the meth lab for just a minute. I don't want a meth lab, but I like the idea of you and I having hideouts scattered throughout the city.
Kind of like bunkers or something?
Yeah, sure, if you want to call it a bunker. So I, of course, don't want to get my face down in filth by raising the manhole cover, but...
I appreciate that.
All right, let's say we go to the side of the road and, I don't know, we pull... like a twig on a tree, like a little branch.
And then out pops open our hideout.
And we go in and we get in the little tube and it takes us down and all of a sudden we're in our underground lair.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That's awesome. So that, even if that's kind of a tall order, what about this? What if we got a fireman's pole put in this building so that we didn't have to take the stairs anymore?
I don't want to go up the pole. So, I don't know.
I don't think I could go up the pole.
I don't think we could. So, that's the part of the steps that no one's liking.
Yeah.
The down the steps are fine. So, down the fireman's pole is fine.
No. Well, what if we did something where
it was like... I feel like an elevator might be better or like a pulley system.
All right. Because I don't want just like an elevator. I want it to be a cool elevator.
Like a glass one, like a Wonka one.
All right. What about this? Everybody, Wrath of Khan, where Captain Kirk goes to like the second level of engineering in that little glass tube. You're like, why do you have that glass tube there? I don't know, just for looks. Get a little glass tube.
Does anybody, I mean, I feel like Wonka might have been a better example than what you just said.
Not Wonka.
But I guess,
guess what?
I know you've never seen Charlie.
All right, well, that's something you and I have in common. I haven't watched your Wonka show. What, Wonka? Wonka Wonka? But, and you haven't watched Wrath of Khan.
No, so. I'm sure I've seen it.
All right, well, there you go. So let's talk about this option here. The guy who is the chancellor of University of California, Berkeley, he had a $9,000 escape hatch installed in his office.
Why? Well, was he threatened a lot?
Well, apparently there was a large student protest last year.
Oh.
And he did feel threatened and they did kind of shut him in. And so he says
he needed a way out.
And so they installed this hatch. Now, of course, this has led to protesting the fact that he spent the $9,000 on this escape hatch. The other thing I love, I absolutely love, is that the student body president or one of the student council says there has to be other ways to handle student concerns and protests than simply avoiding them.
No, but I mean, if you guys went after him, it would be nice if he had a way out.
I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. If you guys were If I was in my office and you guys were all stacked up outside looking angry and not letting me out.
Like a horde of zombies.
Yeah.
Then it would be nice to have a different alternate route to leave your office.
Which is why I also think about this, Nikki. You're out and about and all of a sudden you feel like you just need a break. That way you
go to the
over,
shelter.
You pull the twig, the little thing comes up, you go down and you're in your underground lair for a while.
And I think students at that college need to realize the escape route was only $9,000. For a college budget,
that's
actually pretty small. That could have been way worse.
That's no big deal.
So you should be like, oh, that's not so bad. Seems like that's legit.
Yeah. So there you go. I think that you and I should be investing in these kinds of technologies. Escape hatches, underground layers.
Back doors.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
That's the cheapest route.
Software and hardware.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Yes, yes. I have what you're looking for. Come around the radio, sit down and listen closely because I have what you need. I have an excuse for your lazy, sedentary lifestyle. You're a genius. There it is. You're smart. And Nikki, could you stop coughing while I'm talking?
I'm sorry.
It's very distracting.
I'm very, very, very sorry.
It's very distracting.
It's just hard. Anytime you have to talk, I just want to cough.
Well, part of the problem is I don't feel like you're giving me your full attention when you're coughing. And I'm afraid I need all eyes up here.
All right. I'm focused 100% on you.
Okay. This is going to help you too.
Yeah.
All
no,
right?
I saw this study. I didn't click on it because I figured this for sure is something we have to go over.
Well, you were too lazy to click on it.
Which means you're intelligent.
That shows how smart you are.
Yeah, this is a new study.
This is a study published in the Journal of Health Psychology. Researchers from the Florida Gulf Coast University did this. They broke a group of students, 60 students, into halves. All right, they had the thinkers and the non-thinkers. And they tracked their activity. And they used a cognitive test to determine, like, hey, we're going to categorize this person as a thinker, this person as a quote-unquote non-thinker. And here's what they found.
Candlestick maker.
They found that the non-thinkers were far more likely to be physically active. They needed to do things. They needed to play sports. They needed to just whatever.
That's how they got their
That was their thing.
Yeah.
But thinkers were able to be far more entertained and occupied by their minds. And so as a result, they were more likely to read, play a game. They were more likely to just sit and think and in general be sedentary.
So if someone comes after you for like binge watching all weekend,
a series
or something, and you feel like you weren't being intelligent enough for going out and doing something when really, if you give them back this study, you were being the intelligent one. You can't spend the weekend doing that.
Look at how smart I am.
Yeah.
I'm so smart. Oh my gosh.
It feels like something you need to give your parents.
It's like, look how smart I am. Now, they did say that on the weekends, they found the activity levels were roughly the same between thinkers and non-thinkers.
Yeah.
But I think that might be that the non-thinkers were so tired from the week, they finally
take a break.
Started being lazy like the thinkers. I don't know if that's true, though. But just on the average day, thinkers were far less physically active than the categorized non-thinkers. So at this point, if you take a look at my activity level, genius.
Genius, you're smart.
I'm so smart, Nikki. Oh my gosh. You can't even know.
Well, it makes you feel better when you hear about this study. And normally when we give you studies, it does not.
Well,
like you feel like you got to go out there and do more.
Normally you do read a study like this and it's like, well, I got it.
No, you don't have to do anything. You can keep doing what you're doing.
We are here. In a lot of ways, the Riot's here to justify your bad behavior. And it's working.
It's not bad behavior.
See, you know what? That was
what
a judgment
was
word. Judgment. I'm sorry. Your behavior.
Your intelligent behavior.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible.
It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
If you've ever done it, you know it's one of the most intimidating things you can do, and that's go into either a pharmacy or B, the pharmacy section of your grocery store.
What do we have to do when we're there?
Well, I feel like the variety is overwhelming. First off, at least it's all in the same place. Like, try to buy deodorant sometime. Are you kidding? Like, it's a whole aisle of just deodorant. Then you want toothpaste? How much time do you have, really? There are a billion options. And then the same thing happened to Nikki. You wander over into the cough and cold aisle, and it's just like, what?
I got something that has an expectorant in it, and it's just been miserable.
All right, Nikki, but I did some research for you, and I have here some options for you. cough medicines that do not contain an expectorant.
Because I don't want to cough anymore. I know sometimes, I guess what, for an expectorant, they put it in there so it comes out so that you get better. But my body is so tired of coughing. I coughed all last night. Mm-hmm. I can't cough anymore.
You want to be done with it, right?
It makes it just, I've had a headache from the coughing. And yeah, I lose my voice mostly. I lose my voice when I cough.
Well, check this out. Delsym, D-E-L-S-Y-M. They make a cough medicine that does not have an expectorant in
it. It'll shut me up.
Yeah, it will get you. Well, you know what? I had the same problem. I can't remember how many colds ago, but I would cough. The expectorant made it worse. I coughed all night.
Yeah.
But I wasn't getting anything up. So this expectorant just, I swear it was in there like, well, we'll show him. We're going to cough. And that was the night that I was coughing and I ran into the bathroom and I had this moment of, it was like a quick moment of clarity that was like, look, you either calm down or you're throwing up. Right.
I had that last night too, because I was trying to like sit up and sit to the left or right or lay down this way. And I had like all these pillows and blankets around me and I was trying to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And then I woke up because I would sleep like maybe an hour and then I wake up coughing, and I woke up probably around 3 and I said to myself, you stop it. Sleep the way you normally sleep and just cough, but at least then you'll stay asleep.
Yeah.
And you kind of have to talk yourself through it. But yeah, I need to find something else. So.
I'm telling you, that's the one right there. The one time I kept coughing and I felt like I couldn't get anything out. So I just, I hung my whole body upside down off the side of the bed and just hung there forever.
To hopes that it would.
And then I coughed and coughed up something.
Yeah.
And then finally went back to sleep.
Well, it hurts. Me side hurts.
Me side hurts?
Yes.
I'm sorry. All it's that
like,
coughing.
It feels like a workout, but you haven't worked out and it's just very sore.
Yeah, it's no good. And then here's the other thing I found out. Now they got the daytime stuff.
Yeah.
But the nighttime stuff, it's all the same crap. It's like, it's the anti-coughing thing. It's basically Benadryl is what it is.
Because you're supposed to go to sleep.
Yeah, it's like all the same active ingredients. Boy, I'll tell you what. I think sounds great. Let's go home and chug some Benadryl and just take a nap. Who's game
in
for that?
I'm Who not even, is in on that? Raise
I'm not
your
even
hand.
Sick, and that sounds like a good
Doesn't
time.
Doesn't it sound nice?
That sounds like a great time.
It's like a vacation.
Take some Benadryl, sleep for days, then get up and have a cup of coffee. We'll play some No Man's Sky.
Why don't I sleep until Friday, and I'll wake up then, and then I'll have a weekend, and then I'll feel good for the weekend.
Okay, that sounds great. I love it. You know what? What's stopping us? We're the only thing stopping us, Nikki.
That's right.
I mean, quite frankly, if we took...
I'm too tired to go to the store. Could you get it for me?
If we took control of our lives... Yeah, can I stay in the guest room? Because I'm going to take a swig, too. I'll bring it to your place, but I'm going to the third floor.
That's fine. You can have the guest room.
Okay. Because I want to sleep, too.
Oh, it just sounds... Well, maybe our boss wouldn't mind if... say we have a meeting.
I'm not going to tell him. Just turn your phone off. What are they going to do?
That's true. They can't find me.
What are they going to do?
All right, well, I also need some new cough drops. So Eric's on his way to the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see if he can pick me up some of the non-expectorant cough medicine.
Delsym,
okay.
But you gotta look. Some has an expectorant and some doesn't, but that saved me. I think it was 2 colds ago.
Just can't cough anymore, you know?
Yeah, just write a song about it. I think you should.
Okay.
Riot food fights can be therapeutic.
Sometimes I eat instead of facing my problem.
The Riot on Radio U. Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot control.
Hotly anticipated. No Man's Sky for the PlayStation 4 came out yesterday. It's going to be out on the PC this Friday.
And this was a game that you were eagerly anticipating playing.
Yes.
There just hasn't been a lot of game choices.
Or there has not.
Exciting ones.
This was supposed to come out in June. I have been cautiously optimistic about No Man's Sky. It's a first-person adventure game that, I mean, it looks like a first-person shooter. It's procedurally generated. That's the big hook. Normally, you play Call of Duty and you walk into a room. Somebody spent hours designing that room and the magazine that's on the counter or whatever. In No Man's Sky, they have an algorithm and some art assets, and they plugged in some numbers, and it generated this universe that they say has 18 quintillion planets in it. So everything that I visited yesterday was new. No one else. I named the planets that I visited. Nikki, you got a planet.
I have one.
Nicopolis.
Oh, Oh, I'm so excited. You should have taken a picture.
The radio use system. I should have, but my phone was upstairs, and that was a long way to walk.
And you didn't want to while you're playing the game.
So you know what? I'll name some more planets after you, and we'll go from there. So the game starts out. You're shipwrecked. You're on this planet, and you've got to build your... You got to repair your ship. And then once you repair your ship, you've got to get energy for your ship's engines. And then once you get energy for the ship's engines, you need the this. And so you start out doing all of this stuff. The game really, it's a combination of a survival game. You can do surviving kind of stuff. You can mine things and trade things. I ended up getting sidetracked. I landed on a planet that was absolutely full of gold. So I used the multi-tool and I went mining in No Man's Sky, got tons of gold and just kept going and selling it and making tons of money. And that's kind of...
Oh, if only that was real life.
It was dumb. Like, why was I doing that? I don't know.
Well, you wanted money, so.
And so I played No Man's Sky yesterday for about 5 hours, and I had a ton of fun. The one thing I will say is this procedurally generated thing sounds like a great idea, but for example, I was stuck underground in a cave for like 40 minutes because I couldn't find a way out, and I finally just reloaded my save because I couldn't get out of it at all. And so, I mean, you know, my impressions, like I said, 5 hours, the game could take a whole lot longer. The idea is eventually you build a hyperdrive and you're supposed to make your way to the center of the galaxy. But it's built in such a way that you can do whatever you want. And so I got really sidetracked just exploring one planet out of the 18 quintillion planets. I spent hours jumping in my spaceship. You can fly over the planet's surface and then you'll spot things. You can land, get out, look at them, mine them, trade with the people that you find there, like do all these things. And I just got...
So is that a bonus part of it or a benefit? Because I know with some games you feel like, okay, now you can jump into that for the whole weekend because you're going to get lost in it. But do you feel like if you just had 20 minutes, you could just jump into that game? Or would you...
I think...
Would it be too big to be able to enjoy 20 minutes with it?
No Man's Sky, in a lot of ways, to me, just feels kind of like a sandbox in some ways where it's like, hey, there are a few things you can do. And there are things you could do for 20 minutes. There are things you could do a lot longer. I haven't tried any of the ship-to-ship combat yet. I have fought some of the Sentinels. Like, I got this multi-tool. I talked to a guy. He gave me a new multi-tool that I was able to add this weapon to that I was able to do. And, I mean, there's just... I kept finding things where it was like, well, I need to upgrade my ship or upgrade my gun, and that's going to let me do this. I'm going to try that. And it was very easy to get lost in. And as far as consoles go, this is a super unique experience. If you've ever played Elite Dangerous, the space stuff is like a very dumbed down version of Elite Dangerous, which is fine because Elite Dangerous is way too complicated. So No Man's Sky, 5 hours in. So far, I think I've had fun.
You think you've had a good time?
I think so. All I know is that I went to another place and I came back. I think it was fun, and I'm real curious to see where it's going to go from here. So it's out on the PS4 now. It's out on the PC on Friday. Normally, I would wait for the PC, but guys, I was off yesterday. I ain't waiting. Time don't wait. I had to go ahead and get it. Hey, you want to catch up on more Riot Control? Riot.RadioU.com. If you're also playing No Man's Sky, I'd love to hear about it. Riot@RadioU.com.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
Consumer Reports has put together a list of what they say are the college dorm room essentials. These are the things that you need. They say the first tip, and this I really sincerely do love, they say that you need to think about living in a dorm room like living on a boat. Take only what you need to survive.
That's a good way to put it.
So,
because you don't have the room that you think you do. And no, none of that stuff was necessary.
Nikki, does this look like a surviving face or a thriving face?
That's true. You got to make it work.
I'm there to thrive, baby. That's I'm not right. here to just survive. Man, talk about sending the wrong message. Well, I got their list. You ready? These are the essentials that they say you must have when you start college. You've got to have your own bath towels.
Sure.
It's a good one. You might get two more than you think you need because, let's face it, you never do laundry. Sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get yourself a
couple sets.
A nice sheet set. Coffee maker. You know, I didn't drink coffee in college, so, you know.
Well, if you do a coffee maker, there's a lot of hacks you can use with the coffee maker to make food and stuff. So
that's true.
It's worth it.
Though I will say, if you're somebody that's like, I want to stop and get, nope, right now. Get yourself a coffee maker. Learn to live on drip coffee. For what you pay for two cups of Starbucks, you can have 3 weeks worth of coffee. And I know this because I'm cheap.
It's a sad life lesson, but it's time you learn it.
All right. And a microwave. Yeah. They say that even though there's often a communal microwave and some places might not let you have one, if they will let you have one, you should definitely get your own.
No mini fridge?
They say the mini fridge is in the wait and see category.
See if you have room.
They say that you might, some places won't let you, and then you may not even need one.
Or depending on your roommate, like whoever brings it with them.
Do you understand something crazy? Somebody let me borrow a mini fridge for 4 years.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe they let me have it for that long. They was like, nope, whatever. And then when I got done, I just gave it back to them. 4 years!
It's amazing.
They let me borrow a mini fridge. And they also say wait and see on a humidifier.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because it gets too hot and dry during the winter. That was never a problem. And when you're like, especially when you're a freshman, you're like a wild animal. You're paying just as much to be there as everyone else, all the upperclassmen. But they're like, here, we're going to put you in this closet with no air conditioning. I'm sure you'll need this humidifier. No, I don't think so. All right, here are the things they say to skip. You don't need an iron because you're not going to iron your clothes.
You never, I mean, that's cute. That's fine.
Expensive bedding or decorative pillows. They say you won't use them or, you know, people are animals, so you don't want that out. Extra set of sheets.
Well, now I prefer an alternate sort of system.
They say the college students never change their sheets, so why bother?
Well, no, I mean, if you're washing a set, then you put the new one on.
They say just wash the current set and put it back on.
I don't like that one.
You don't like it?
I don't.
And then they say that you don't need an alarm clock. Just use your cell phone.
Yeah, that one's easy.
Yeah, that seems kind of no-brainer. You know what? I don't see on the things to bring, the essentials. I don't see laptop, widescreen television, PlayStation. There are some things missing from this list.
They assume that's coming already.
High-powered stereo equipment, not to mention headphones for when you can't use your high-powered stereo. I mean, like, there's a lot here that I feel like I felt was essential to my dorm experience not on this list.
That's your side of the list, and I'm still sticking with the two sets of sheets.
You think
so? You might as well.
Hey, you want to keep it clean. Nikki's very concerned about cleanliness. And I'm glad. That's why when you would go to the girls' dorm and you're like, why does it smell good in here? People like Nikki.
That's what that was. That was a new set of sheets.
It's the Ryan.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
Hey. All right, are we all ready? Did we all go to radiou.com? Don't try to read into the description.
Okay.
Just spell it out too much.
I mean, I know what it is, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. So if you go to Radio U Riot on Facebook, I posted yesterday a gem of a video.
Okay.
Just
you ready?
A gem. So I wanted you guys to enjoy. It's from Russia. It's a dash cam video.
They have the best dash cam videos.
I watch so many dash cam videos from Russia of like the car accidents. I love those channels.
You know, okay, here's what's weird about that. You know what I used to watch all the time? I didn't have cable, and I would watch this show that was like Real Stories of the Highway Patrol or something, and it was always car chase dash cam stuff.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Well,
it felt like super lowbrow entertainment, and yet I just loved it. I was like, this is the best.
The ones from Russia are so amazing because, well, they're predominantly Russian ones.
Right.
Because just people will just drive out, you know, in the middle and just their car will get smashed. And some you think it's on purpose. And there is a lot of insurance scam stuff there. But for this, I don't know what you do with this one. But
Nikki's really into Russian cams.
Yeah. Okay. Let's watch how we say that. So Radio U Riot on Facebook. You can watch this video.
All right. Here
and
we
you
go.
You haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
All right. We're driving along. We're behind a taxi cab. And what's that big truck with the tanker up there next to the... Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What do we think's in that tanker?
Oh, no.
What is in that tanker?
We don't know what he's saying in Russia, but it can't be
it
good.
It cannot be good.
Oh, all the poop comes out. All of it.
Did you see it spray the cars, too, next to it?
And that bus is like, I'm out.
Yeah, just leaving.
Just keeps going. This guy, too. He's just like, forgot to pull away. Oh, man, it's all over the road.
Yep. So it's a big tanker full
of...
Oh,
that white car! Did you see that?
Yeah,
Did you see it?
If you watch it back over again, it gets sprayed the most, the white car.
Dude, it's a white car.
basically the gas built up so much in this tanker full of...
I gotta see it again.
Number two, that it exploded while they were in traffic.
Oh, dude, that there is a white SUV.
And I couldn't tell if its windows were down or not. But no, if it is...
They're up. Though I will tell you, it looks like that front window might be cracked.
Just a smidge, just right? A smidge. Just enough.
I know, it could be maybe... Oh, maybe. I hope it, for their sake, I hope it's a shadow. I really do.
But it's all over, so it becomes like a flood on the ground, and it's just covering all these cars.
Oh, okay. Real talk. Real talk.
That's a shame, isn't it?
It's more than a shame. Like, it's wretched. Like,
I don't even know what I would do. I liked, what did someone post? That we'd have a barbecue, like we're going to light our car on fire? Because I put on there, you can't just go to the car wash.
No, you can. You'd have to.
Well,
I mean, all right, here's the thing.
On your way to sell your car.
Well, obviously.
Because you can't own that anymore.
Nobody, and you
know
what?
You've been sprayed by so much.
Nobody needs to know.
No one needs, you don't have to disclose that.
You just go out. Oh, you know what? You get that rubber glove I found in the Walmart parking lot. You hose this thing down.
Did you notice, too, the driver of the poop truck has to get out of the car to see what... He gets out of the truck. Yeah.
No, I didn't. Oh, you're right. He does.
He walks out. It's like,
boy,
where
there's a lot of things to learn on the second watching.
When you watch it two or three times, you pick up on all the subtle things around it.
Oh, dude, and that bus, too. That bus, I mean, it just got sprayed.
Imagine then, a couple of minutes later, you've gone around, but you've driven through all this stuff, and you're at another stoplight, and people's windows are down, and they just see your car, like... Like, what happened to your car, dude?
I'll tell you
what
something.
What happened?
I'll tell you something about this, okay? Realistically, that looks like a RAV4 there. Realistically, I think what happens, you go and you just go through the car wash. You know, you pay $6 or $8 or whatever, and you do the drive-through car wash. And then you get home and you're like, it still stinks. And that's because this is the kind of spray where you're going to have to get in with the hose up in the wheel well. Okay, the kind where you're going to have to
do a couple trips through.
That's the tire rinse, bro.
That's the couple trips through, and you're going to need the one where it's like the underbody.
Oh,
like it
yeah.
has to do all of it.
That's for real.
So you can find the video if you want at Radio You Ride again on our Facebook page.
Oh, man.
It's worth watching. I enjoyed it.
It is worth watching.
I enjoyed it a lot.
But it's also the worst.
It's the worst thing ever, but watch it like, again, two or three times, and you're going to catch all the stuff.
Oh, it's the worst.
Long egocentric tirade from Obadiah disguised as a worst of the riot clip. Sure, we have lots of those. Here's another one.
It's the riot.
I just watched another video.
Nikki, stop watching Russian cams.
No, this one is the Armenian weightlifter. I mean, did you expect me to say that?
Okay, I saw the Russian dash cam, but holy crap, wait till you see this Armenian weightlifter.
Well, it's from the Olympics.
Really, and he was
he injured his arm during one of his...
Oh, don't want to see it already. Don't want to see it.
Come on, you watched the other one. Let's watch it together.
Guys, you don't know this, but Nikki spends a significant portion of her day watching the grossest, weirdest stuff.
Hey,
and she's like...
This is news. I was only going through the feed.
And the funny thing is, that's what you guys think I would be doing.
Yeah.
You think Obadiah is up in his office just like, show me the next one. I'm sensitive. Nikki, on the other hand, is just like, oh, get over here. You have to watch this. This guy pops a pimple, and it turns out, and it just keeps spraying.
Well, for this one, Armenian weightlifter.
How much was 195 kilograms?
I don't know, but he was doing something in Rio, and he was going for...
429 pounds.
Going for the gold, and his left elbow breaks when it or bends.
Okay. Can I just read to you what it says here? It says he suffered a horrific arm injury that left him screaming, warning graphic video.
It's kind of like this is the new, remember the guy who did the vault?
Yes, I remember.
And then his leg broke.
See, like sometimes I don't want to know these things can happen. Oh, he was trying the... Oh, no.
You know this move?
I haven't even seen the... But just... Okay, I'll watch it. Why are we watching it? Why are we doing
this?
It's
news. I don't know. It's news.
All right,
but that's why I was... You couldn't... Off air, I was just horrified.
Right. No. Well,
horrified by watching
3 seconds to going. They've put 14 warnings up here. Graphic video. All right, here we go, guys. I hate that I'm watching this.
Why?
I don't want to watch it.
It's like we're just living...
Okay, the deadlift. Here it comes.
watching today.
Oh my gosh!
That's it. Between the Russian dash cam one and this one, I'm not watching any more videos today. That's it.
What do they call that? Like a clean jerk and press? That's like a full-on Olympic lift. Like
yeah.
You take it from a deadlift up to your shoulders, and then you press it over your head. And he has 425 pounds, and he's trying to stick it above his head, and it his arm
just
his arm breaks off backwards, and it falls off. And his arms, the weights fall off. His arm's still attached, but his elbow is like, nah, brah, I can't do it. I can't do this. Oh, I don't want to ever lift another weight again.
This is why I sent the video to him.
Oh my God. This is why. It's like, I can't. No more videos. Take me back to movie trailers that are real.
Okay, I'll see what else we can find for you.
Real life is so much freaking scarier and weirder than anything we put in a movie.
Okay, we'll do a non-video topic next, okay?
I hope so. I don't want to hear the phrase graphic video anymore.
The riot used to be three people.
Please tell me we're not discussing video games again.
The other guy didn't make it. It's the riot.
Now, Nikki, I'm going to give you a choice.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. This is fun. Choose your own adventure, everybody. Get in here, okay? We can talk about Doctor Who.
Oh, wow.
Or we can talk about Star Trek.
Hey, where's your Doctor Who bag?
Which one do you want to talk about?
Doctor Who.
All right, fine.
I want to see your bag.
I got my bag right here. I got it. See, look at that. Adventures in Time and Space with this lovely Doctor Who TARDIS bag.
Someone got a new work bag. It's a messenger bag style that looks like the TARDIS.
It does.
And look, it's got, a space for pens. And
yeah, I got my pens in there.
What is the paper that's on there? Police telephone free.
For public use. This is on the outside of the TARDIS.
It looks like if lost.
Oh, please return
like,
to.
Like a little contact
Nikki,
info.
People who know will know. Okay.
They'll get it.
And then I got a little place, a little bag. You put stuff in this container here. Okay. And then when you open the messenger bag, there's a place in here for your laptop and your tablet.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You've got an amazing new bag.
I know. Look, my headphones are in here. I got a couple of Clif Bars.
Oh, you're just living
large. I got these
large.
Notes that I was supposed to write down that I'm never doing anything with them. It's very important information, but I'll just put it in my bag and forget about it. Yeah, so I'm official now, man. Oh, look, an external hard drive.
You've got room for it.
Yeah, I got everything.
So you've got slots for it.
I'm very organized now. Like my whole thing has changed.
Do you feel good? Because your other bag, you had a lot of, I feel like, unnecessary stuff in there.
Well, okay, here's the thing. We haven't exactly cleaned out the old bag
yet. Oh, so you just transferred?
Well, what I did yesterday was I kept my old bag in one chair and my new bag in another chair. And I told Hudson and Josh the goal was to make them feel less important than my bags. So they would have to stand, but my bags would always have a place to sit.
So where's your old bag at?
It's right here. It's behind the new one.
Are you going to ever take your old bag out?
All right, listen, here's the deal. I don't know if you got to look at my agenda yesterday, but I didn't have 5 free minutes to clean out a bag. Okay.
You had a busy day.
I had to go to lunch, and then I had to watch a bunch of videos, and then after
you
that...
You worked out.
Yeah, I had to hide out in the TV studio and act like I was working when I wasn't. I mean, I had a very full day. So I figure sometime before mid-September, I'm going to get that bag cleaned out and I'm going to get it out of the studio.
Totally switched over to the Doctor Who TARDIS bag.
It's totally the plan.
Well, I'm excited because sometimes I feel like you don't buy enough for yourself.
Enough stuff that you'll actually use?
Yes. You know, like clothes and accessories.
Yeah.
And this is work, but also home.
Oh, yeah. I carried it home yesterday.
This bag is a beautiful choice. So, congratulations.
I'm super excited about it. Really, really feel... I felt so professional when I walked in. You know, sometimes when you feel professional, you start to act professional.
Yeah, no, it screams professional.
I didn't tell you. This is the sad, honest-to-God truth. Like, Friday night, I got together with a bunch of friends on Friday night, and I have my bag... and I had just bought it and I was really excited about it and I got it home and whatever. And then my friend who is currently in the middle of getting his PhD.
Oh.
Now keep in mind, we tell Russian poop stories all day. He's getting his PhD.
Well, we all have our own strengths and weaknesses.
He shows up at the door with this leather attaché, messenger bag that's what his stuff's in.
Is his business professional.
And I looked at it and I literally, for a moment, I was just like, man, I hate myself so much.
Because you really wanted the Doctor Who one.
I hate myself so much. I was true to myself. I bought the Doctor Who bag. But the truth is, I really want to be you. Can I be you? Is it too late to stop being me and start being you?
Someone on the other side is saying the same thing back at you. They want the Doctor Who bag, but they got to go for their doctor stuff today.
They're a doctor, and I have a Doctor Who
bag. Ah, yes, I see. Yeah.
We're both headed to the same destination, but on very different paths.
I just want someone to come up and be like, is that a TARDIS bag?
As a matter of fact, it
yes,
is.
Yes, it is.
It's bigger on the inside.
Our worst is better than their best. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Our first time talking to Cash Hollister.
Cash Hollister is the guy behind that jump song that you've been hearing, and he is on the phone with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Doing all right. My kids are about to go to school, so it's first day of school.
You're all ready to go.
Ready to roll.
Kick them on out and you're ready.
Yeah.
Dude, so what do you do on the first day of school when they leave?
I rejoice because it's been 2.5 months of craziness. No, it's bittersweet, you know, just hanging out with the kids for the summer.
Now, Cash, you can be honest. This is a safe place, okay? You can be honest with us.
They're not going to hear this.
It's fine.
Yes.
No, but for real, though, like after the kids go back and you're a hip-hop guy, like what are you doing during the day?
What I do is I work at a TV station, actually. And so I just do video stuff, and that's pretty much like my that's what I do when they're not around.
Dude, that's awesome. That's not what I expected to hear from you. So you work in TV.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been doing hip-hop?
Pretty much most of my life, like I would say, that I started when I was 9. So, I've been doing it for a while. But as far as seriously, it's probably been about 10 to 12 years.
Man, that is amazing.
And we never caught, where are you from?
I am from a town called Salina, Kansas.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, population 50,000.
It's small. It's fine.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, look, some people would have said population 5,000, and some people would have said population 500. So
Yeah. That's where I'm from.
It's all relative. So, man, talk to us about you're doing TV. That's like your day job. You're doing hip-hop. What do you got coming up here pretty soon? Like, you've got new music? You tour? Yeah. What are you up to?
The plans for this fall, really, we're gonna release a music video to Jump. That's coming down the pike here real soon, and then after that, I'm releasing a EP. It's called Cash Mob, hashtag Cash Mob. That's pretty much like dedicated to like my fan base and supporters. So that's coming out in the fall, and then we'll see what goes on from there. I would like to go on tour, so. If anybody would like to bring me,
is anybody interested? So now for the music video for Jump, have you filmed it yet? Are you still starting in the beginning stages?
We are. We've written the treatment for it. We're just needing to knock it out. So
well, now you haven't told us what you do in TV. So do you have a bunch of people at work? You can be like, hey guys,
this is when you call in the favor.
Hook us up.
Right. yeah. They. I think I got some roles for them.
Oh, that's good. You got some help.
Okay, right on. So, like, do you edit and stuff, or what is it exactly that you do?
Yeah, I do editing. I've been doing that for a while, but mostly, like, I program the channel.
Okay.
And then, like, I do sort of, like, community relations, so I try to get businesses to help sponsor the station. So, yeah.
Right on. Man, this guy, Cash Hollister, has many talents.
That's right.
He's a multimedia genius.
Seems like he's bringing in the cash for the job. That's good. Bringing in the sponsors.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, dude? I hope that you're able to work something out for a tour. That sounds exciting. And I can't wait to see the video so we can put that on Radio UTV.
Yes. That's, and I really appreciate you guys for really just bumping the song. Shout out to Lando, who's also on the song as well. It's been good and being able to correspond with people that listen to the show. So
right on. So Cash Hollister, we're actually going to play Jump right now. Dude, you want to give us any backdrop on the song? Tell us about it a little bit.
Yeah, Jump was basically based off of a viral video from Steve Harvey, where he was kind of talking about the concept of jumping and having that leap of faith. And that thought that was a really good basis for a song, and I had never really heard that. So it's just kind of a motivational tune, just basically saying, you know, don't live your life on the edge. You got to take that jump, especially, you know, if you're a believer. Like, if you believe that God is in control. Whenever you feel sort of anxiety about what is your next move, or, you know, something that you really want to do, he's got you. So go ahead and take that jump.
So now we all need to go online and find the viral video for Steve Harvey jump. I didn't know there was one.
I know exactly what he's talking about. I saw that. Yeah. Now, Cash, yeah. I didn't know, like, does he get up and talk to the audience like that every day on Family Feud or what?
I have no idea, but I'm glad that he did that time.
Yeah.
because then this wouldn't have happened. So,
it's totally worth listening to. It kind of blew me away because, I mean, he just... I can't remember, it was like 10, 15 minutes, and like he just like lays it out like to the Family
audience?
Feud audience.
Yeah, to the audience, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really good. And it was actually confirmation, because I was kind of going through some things. I was kind of scared to, you know, release music. It had been a while and stuff like that. And so I, like maybe 2 weeks after I sort of had this conversation with God about it, I saw the video. And so that was confirmation.
Right on.
Well, let's post it. We'll post that at Radio U Riot, and we'll obviously post this interview later, too. We'll get that up later today. So if you check out Radio U Riot on Facebook, if you've never seen the Steve Harvey jump thing, we'll post it there. And that was the behind-the-scenes look at where Jump from Cash Hollister came from.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, dude, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me, and thank you guys once again for playing Jump.
Some people think coffee is overrated. Then again, some people think Gotham is a good show.
Right on me.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Well, here's the deal. Commandant of the United States Marine Corps, Robert B. Neller, General Robert B. Neller. He's got a little something he wants to say to all of you Marines and Navy people. Put your phone down!
Now, just... gather around for this, okay? Because someone is pointing at you.
Yeah, it's the real deal. He says, what do you think the largest electromagnetic signature in the entire MEF headquarters emanated from? The billeting area. Why? Because everyone had their phone on. So we're going to take everybody's phone away from them? He's saying, it's funny, but his kind of perspective, I feel like, is, you know what, guys? I shouldn't even have to tell you this.
But he's going to.
You're Marines, for crying out loud. And he actually says, he's like, hey, we're going into the field for 30 days. Tell your mom and your girlfriend and your aunt that you're not going to be responding to their texts and leave your phone at your car.
No, you're not going to get 75 texts each day and answer them.
Love it.
He's very specific on that. Leave your phone in your car and then you're going.
Here's my favorite part of the whole thing.
Oh, now this one can hurt a few feelings, I feel like.
We realized that we didn't have the right solution because, you know, Seaman Hicks decided she wanted to check her Facebook page. And so she walked out on the weather deck at night with her phone. And what's that phone got? GPS. So anybody in the world is going to know there's some GPS somewhere out there floating across the ocean, most likely on a ship.
Ding, ding, ding.
I love the idea of Seaman Hicks wants to check her Facebook page. I love it. I love it. I want to hear it. Well, I don't know how he sounded, but I can tell you this. I hear him in the mail call guy voice. You know, the Marine Sergeant. Okay, you know, from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, that's all we hear from it.
That guy. I just hear him yelling at Private Joker, but this time he's yelling at Seaman Hicks, and it's spectacular.
He says it's time to, U.S. Marines should put away their cell phones, forget about their fancy coffees, get back to doing what Marines used to do.
He says, you're living out of your pack, you stop at night, you dig a hole, you're going to camouflage, you're going to turn off all your stuff, and you're going to sit there and try to sleep.
You're going to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like actually really good advice for like going to bed at night.
That's right.
So, if you're not in the Marines, you know, we can't, and I don't know how that is, but I do know how hard it is to just be quiet at night.
He's saying reduce your electromagnetic signature.
That's right.
Dig a hole and get quiet.
People don't know everywhere you are, where you're at, or where you're going to be. They don't need to know that.
Seaman Hicks doesn't need to check her Facebook page before she goes to bed. All right. Just go ahead and get in your bunk and go to bed.
Just go to bed.
Yeah.
I think it was just very wise words.
I think what we all need is the commandant to stop by and take a look at our lives.
That's true. Because if you can be seen, you will be attacked. That's the difference. And that's what they've got to get.
All right. Well, you probably don't have to worry about attack tonight when you're going to bed, but it's no reason to not be vigilant.
That's true.
So, and by vigilant, we mean just try to get some sleep.
you know, the commandant thinks in war terms. He's in the military, so you gotta translate it a little bit for civvy life, okay?
Day to day.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.